This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to talk about Jake Paul today. If you don't know who he is, he's a YouTuber who's made millions of dollars as a, and I use my finger quotes, boxer. He's got an older brother named Logan Paul who began his boxing career on YouTube calling out various athletes and people like that. And here's how this reads. Jake Paul began his amateur boxing career in the fall of 2018 when his brother Logan, 25, headlined a match against KSI, following KSI's win against Weller. KSI's younger brother, Deji Alatunji, and Jake fought at the same event, selling out the Manchester Arena in England. More than 1 million viewers paid $10 to stream the matches live on YouTube, according to the New York Times. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And you may say, Kevin, when did this become a sports show? It's not about sports. It's Jake Paul and Logan Paul as a metaphor. Number one, as I mentioned, you want to make somebody popular? Go to social media. These two guys have become megastars, and they're pretty bad boxers. I mean, they can beat up the average athlete. You bring in an NFL player, and we'll talk about that in just a bit, and they can beat him up. But I consider this essentially what Kim Kardashian did to get popular. I'd ask you this, ask it this way. Do you think Kim Kardashian is the most beautiful woman in the world? Of course not. You think she's the most classy woman in the world? Of course not. I mean, she's a girl who made a porn video, got millions of people to pay attention to her, and then she started making herself look beautiful. And what by that I mean, if you put Kim Kardashian in the just in her normal state, she's an attractive woman. I'm not taking anything from her because there are people out there, Kim, come on, man. I mean, look, she can get your attention. But that's what she wants to do. What is the substance? I'm not slamming her. Maybe she's backed it up. I know when she finally started doing stuff in criminal justice reform, she did a great thing there. But for the most part, Kim is all about Kim. It's about what she can generate money-wise and making careers for people like this ugly dude she dated, the comedian. And I could go on. You know, look, married to Kanye West, great. You can understand that. She worked her way up. She was with Reggie Bush, who was probably going to be a Hall of Fame NFL player if he isn't already. A heck of an athlete. But, you know, she's known for making that porn video with Ray J or whatever his name was. So this is kind of what I look at the Jake and Logan Paul brothers. And for the record, I don't decry them, and I think it's a lesson for us all, even as conservatives, that if you want to have superstars, Hollywood doesn't have to make them. Leftism doesn't have to make them. The Democrats and the Republicans don't have to make them. They can be made by you. Now, the question is, would a conservative woman get made into a superstar if she made a porn video? Probably not. Would conservatives make journeymen into heroes? Yeah, we're doing it. And I don't, again, I'm not blaming them. I don't know people like Tim Pool, for example. He's an internet star. He's a social media influencer is what they call him. And I don't know how many people he has, but he's got a bunch of people that watch him. And the little bit I know about him, he sort of was a leftist who came to the right. And it's funny how the conservative movement rewards those people the most. You know what I'm saying? If you are a Democrat who switched over, you get rewarded. If you're a you can be of mediocre talent. Let's be honest. You can be a mediocre talent, but if you can get the attention of people in some kind of flamboyant way, get them to pay attention to you, you become a star. Your body of work doesn't have to be that impressive, and I could go on. And that is exactly what I see with the Paul brothers, Logan and Jake. So they go on to say, in the months between his, Jake made his debut, they said, against Gibb, who has 2 million YouTube subscribers. And again, this is what sort of bugs me about YouTube and what used to be Twitter before Elon Musk took over, et cetera, is they pick and choose who they want to be stars. And, they, you know, these guys become stars. And admittedly, just so you guys know, it's not sour grapes for me. I'll tell you, we don't know how to grow social media. There are people that know how to do it. They know what quips to do. They know the protocols. I remember the first time I was on Twitter and somebody told me, Kevin, you're a selfish tweeter, tweet. And I was like, what's that? And they go, well, you don't follow back and you don't do this. And, you know, and I was like, I didn't realize there were rules. I thought I was just supposed to put my stuff out. No, no. And then somebody schooled me. No, you've got to like and you've got to respond back to this or that. And I remember thinking, wow, this is a lot of work. Now, I'm not averse to hard work. It's just that I actually have to go create stuff. So I can't just be sitting around doing social media and taking selfies and tagging and all the other things. But let me tell you, if you do it, these are the results. The numbers that these Paul brothers got because they trained and they, as I said, as journeymen, they trained, they were in the gym doing pictures, calling people out. Yeah, I want to take on Kanye West, you know. They never wanted to fight Kanye West, but I think you get the picture. They would call somebody out, and then that person would accept the fight, and they'd beat up on a bunch of NFL people and hockey players and whatever else, people that think they can fight. It's like I used to tell people all the time. The difference between, oh, man, that dude, he could fight, and he's a street fighter and a train fighter is like taking your pet German Shepherd and putting him in a pit match with these attack dogs, with these fighter dogs. It ain't going to end well for your pet. Let me put it that way. So, you know, I see what these guys are trying to do. And I want to repeat, there are parts of me that go, way to go, way to show the establishment that they cannot control you. And I think that's one of the main lessons in this. But I want to get to the rest of this lesson in the next segment because I'm running out of time.
Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Be here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Apologize to the networks for the issues we had with audio in the first segment of the show. So, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson show you're listening to. Talking about Jake Paul. He's a YouTuber turned boxer who lost just the other day. And it was Sunday they fought in Saudi Arabia. And I'm using Jake Paul as a metaphor for a lot of different things, and some are good and some are bad. So welcome to the program. I think what Jake Paul's doing is masterful in the sense of how he promoted himself. He's still in that young stage where he doesn't quite know what he wants to do, but he's a smart kid. And what he's been able to do and how he's been marketing himself, he and his brother Logan, and they are... They're breaking the bank. He said this, I want to be a disruptor. This is what he told Fox Business. That's how you leave an everlasting impact. I'm not just trying to win some boxing matches. I'm going to have more of an impact outside of the ring than I will inside of it. And I'm going to tell you, I agree with him. He's not that good of a boxer. He will not be a world champion. I know fighters. I was one. I still am one to a degree. I mean, I'm not professionally, but... Don't get in my face, you know what I'm saying? But I know what to look for. He's not a professional fighter. a boxer. I mean, he can beat the average journeyman, and if he trains his butt off, he can get better. But he and his brother are not, you know, technically that gifted. And again, it's not a slam. Dude, they can fight. Don't misunderstand me. He can fight. But let me tell you, what they're doing outside of the ring and what they're showing to the conservative movement and to many other people is that you don't need the traditional stuff. Right now, Jake Paul is an example. He's got more people that will watch him do something than all of the media networks combined. I'm talking about Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, etc. These numbers are astounding. And just so you know, they don't know exactly what he made from his YouTube. This was in 2017. But he made a total of $11.5 million in 2017. They said, I'm reading this. Paul's name might not ring a bell for his headline-making social media content. Long before the advent of famed TikTok houses like Hype House, Paul launched a collaborative creative content house named Team 10. In early 2018, Paul's YouTube was temporarily demonetized after his brother Logan Paul filmed a video that appeared to show a blurred face of an apparent suicide victim. His YouTube has since been remonetized, and although he doesn't post as frequently, Forbes reported that Paul generated $5 million from his non-boxing endeavors in 2021, including his videos. Now, here's a lesson here, folks. When you listen to me talk about the demonetization of conservatives, Steven Crowder, off YouTube, them moderating what you can and cannot say. And I know this happens because I have friends that are YouTubers, and this is what happens to them. It is a big deal. This guy was making over $10 million a year on YouTube videos. When you think you're not important, I'm telling you, you are. Well, I think about this radio show, and I tell you folks all the time, it's a click. It's an innocuous click on a commercial or something that we do, and it gets the word out. It's pushing that thing out to somebody that you know. And I'll admit it. I mean, video is the way to go, right? Everybody says, Kevin, you should do video. I would. It's just a hassle. It's a hassle for me right now. I'm just too pretty. No, I'm kidding. Y'all can't handle it. You can't handle the video. But there is something to be said about these guys that monetize it and get it to that level. That's the kind of money this guy made. Just so you know, let me read this. It says, a little bit more history. Paul's fight earnings only appear to be going up. This was one of an early article. According to CBS, the internet star made $690,000 from his fight with Ben Askren in 2021. Followed by a whopping $2 million for his fight with Tyron Woodley later that year. Now, I don't even know who Ben Askren is. He, again, a nobody. No, people that we are. It's not like he beat up Sugar Ray Leonard in his prime, right? Now, Tyron Woodley I know because Tyron's from St. Louis. He's a mixed martial artist. Fought at the welterweight level. He fought at 170, which I think is considered welterweight in the UFC. And a good UFC fighter, but not a boxer. So Paul beat him. Then I believe he ended up fighting Mayweather, if I'm not mistaken. And that's where he made the most of his money. But in 2022, I think they said he made almost $50 million. Yeah. I've got a point to this. I know people are going, Kevin, what's the big... Why are we talking about this? I'm making a bigger point. Because he lost. And he finally lost to a guy's name was Tommy Fury, who's the half-brother of the heavyweight champion in boxing, a guy named Tyson Fury. And Tommy has been training with his dad, and he's essentially a journeyman fighter as well, but he is a real boxer. I mean, if your brother is a heavyweight champ, and he was trained by your dad, and then your dad trains you, and you've got the genetics, and, you know, you're putting it all together, you're a boxer. Now, to what degree is he ever going to be a champ? I don't think so. I watched him fight. I don't think he's that good. His brother, Tyson, who is a champion, is a goofy-looking dude that can really put you at the end of what looks like a whip snap when he punches. And he is a champ. He'll give you all you can handle. Don't know about Tommy yet. But I did predict that Tommy would beat Jake Paul. And, you know, people, oh, man, Jake Paul, you know, all the people, naysayers. Anyway, back to what I was trying to say here. So, where does Jake go from here? So, Jake loses now, and he can still build a boxing career. But if you go back and you look at what he's fought nobodies. And I think his point was, I'm going to disrupt. I'm going to do something different. You're not going to care who the fight is about. I remember when I first started watching boxing, and this guy, they used to just have bloody fights. They weren't champions, but they would have slug matches, just 12 rounds of just in-your-face, knock'em, sock'em robots. And people would say, I pay to see a fight like that. You don't care who the champion is, as long as they're evenly matched and they're good. So Jake Paul goes out. He finds these YouTubers with big numbers. They agree to fight. He builds his own stuff. He does his own promotions. Everything. It's kind of like Joe Rogan, where he no longer needs the middleman. He can do his own concerts and make all kinds of money and things like this. But what is he really doing as a disruptor? And what do we have the potential to do, conservatives, as disruptors? In the next segment, I will make my point, and then we'll cover a few more crazy things that I saw in the news over the past few days.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Is college loan forgiveness unfair? At today's Supreme Court hearing, Justice Neil Gorsuch explored the idea.
People who've paid their loans and people who are not eligible for loans in the first place. And that $500 billion is being diverted to one group of favored persons over others.
U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar argued the HEROES Act, designed to mitigate the effects of COVID, makes it legal, and states trying to stop it have no standing because those states are not harmed by the action. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's facing an uphill battle to keep her job. The last polls before today's election show her trailing one of her eight challengers. If nobody wins 50% today, there'll be a runoff in April. A new report says 60% of us in the USA say we're living paycheck to paycheck, but that's slightly fewer than said so in Lending Club's survey a year ago. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
23-year-old Jake Paul has become an internet sensation. He was on Disney for a while, on some show on Disney. I think that's where he was kind of known. And he parlayed that into a big social media presence on YouTube. Took that and became a boxer, following in his older brother Logan's footsteps. And he's got 20 million subscribers on YouTube. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. At the time when I got kicked off YouTube, I think we had 33,000 subscribers, to put it in perspective. We don't know how to grow social media, but I tell you this, we are professionals at what we do. I have a team of professionals, people that know how to make content. The problem is we don't know how to market it. But let me just give you an idea of what Jake did to grow these 20 million to 20 million subscribers. So he's got his base of people from Disney. He gets controversial, throws these parties, you know, and gets that on YouTube. He defied ordinances around COVID and stuff, which could have gotten him into trouble theoretically. But then he did a fake marriage to a lady named Tana Mongeau. And the FBI raided, I think it was a fake FBI raid of his Calabasas home. So in other words, he's staging things in order to get the numbers. And sadly, it sticks. People don't care about, oh, you lied when you said you married this girl. They made something like, I don't know, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars a piece because you had to pay to get the stream. People paid to watch this kid do a fake marriage. I think it was $49. Then I think it was a raid, of FBI raid. I think it was fake too. And again, hyped it up. Woo-hoo-hoo. It's kind of like I said, it's his version of making a porn tape, if you will. And next thing you know, boom. He got his start on Vine, if you guys remember that. Vine was a service where you could do really short videos, 7-second videos. And then he got, at some point, as I said, he shifted to boxing. And he said, if his knockout against former NBA player Nate Robinson was any indication, Paul appears to be making a name for himself as a boxer. Now, this was an older article, but he fought an NBA guy who's retired, a dude that couldn't fight. Like, you had to see the fight. The NBA guy looked like he was, I'm just going to say it, he fought like a sissy, is what we would say. He didn't know how to fight. But Jake Paul calls out a dude who's a star. And what's funny, I'll tell you guys a little inside baseball. A guy that I know who's a conservative, he asked me to train him so he could do the same thing as Jake Paul. And I said, as much as I'd like to do it because it keeps me in shape, I'm going to refer you to somebody else that's closer to you. And I did. And he actually started training with the guy. Well, my buddy called me and says he paid for the lessons and he only took one. But he wanted to start doing this because he felt like this is the way to get his, you know, his notoriety up quickly. I'm just telling you, this is what people are looking at. And by the way, these are what the youngsters are seeing. It isn't the Jake Paul. And again, I don't criticize him. The guy's training. He is a fighter. He's not a very good one because he fights journeyman. But at this stage of his career, that's what you do. You fight people that aren't that good. But he is not just fighting people that aren't that good. He's fighting people that don't even box. But that's okay because, as Jake says, he is a disruptor. And he's disrupted the system. And that's a good thing. And let me tell you why it's really good. Because as much as I like Dana White in the UFC and have followed that and trained a couple of fighters that have done it, I will tell you this. They aren't fair. It's a $12,000 purse is the smallest purse that you get when you fight at the UFC. You're fighting for $12,000. Now, I'm sure they've got insurance and things like that. And, okay, fine. It sounds like a lot of money because you go, well, Kevin, it's $12,000. Yeah, but you can only fight a certain number of times, and certainly if you get knocked out or whatever. So you might be fighting $12,000, and you can't fight for 3 months. So the purses are super small. Well, Jake Paul says, I'm going to disrupt that. He physically, with his own mouth, says, look, I'm tired of watching these people fight. They get no money. And then he shows, I'm just a journeyman. You know, I mean, effectively, he's saying, I'm not a dude who is fighting in the UFC. And I'm able to get millions of dollars. So when I look at us, the conservative movement, there's much we can learn from a guy like this. Now, I would not do it. You know, the duplicitous thing of faking your wedding or faking a raid or whatever. We don't have to fake. We have the content. And more so, here's what we have, folks. We have the expertise. We are experts in what we do. We are experts in common sense. While the experts on their side, on the left, are lying about COVID. They're lying about the vaccine. They're lying about Joe Biden's health. They're lying about Hunter Biden. They're lying about the FBI, etc. We have common sense and truth on our side. And the only thing we need to figure out how to do is to market it. I'm not telling you I'm it. Y'all know I'm number one in Africa, but I ain't number one in the United States. Now, I'm just joking about Africa because people, okay, you ain't number one in Africa. I checked it out. Soweto said they don't even know you. Yeah, I didn't say South Africa. Back to the Paul brothers. Disruptors. You want to know how you can disrupt conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? You can disrupt by participating. You can disrupt. Look, I can't tell you what to do with your time and energy and all that. And I know you got busy. You got stuff to do. You got the grandchildrens and the churns and the cousins and the friends and the businesses and all. I got it. But you know what we can do? This is one of our goals within ARC, Americans for Real Change, arcinaction.com, is to unite all these conservatives to watch the channels of other conservatives, to click on the things of other conservatives, to support the things of other conservatives. And here's the thing about us. We are not making junk. When I made Bleeding Blue, the film Bleeding Blue, Kenny Latimer and Kevin Sorbo and I, one thing I said was, I'm not making junk. When Kenny started sending me the film, I said, okay, well, we're going to change the arc. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And we made a spectacular movie, Bleeding Blue. You can check it out at bleedingbluemovie.com. And people would watch it and go, they'd come out of the theater when we debuted it, and they were like, oh, my gosh. It just jaw dropped. They couldn't believe how good it was. And I said, what did you... Well, Kevin, I knew it would be good, but I didn't think it was going to be that good. Okay, well, there you go. Appreciate that. When we did our comedy tour, people would come, oh, my gosh, I thought it would be funny. I didn't think it would be that good. It is that good. And look, I haven't been on the road in ages. I'm still honing the act, and Tim's, you know, none of us have been actively working. So we're honing the act. Imagine what we're going to be when we've done this show 20 times, 30 times. We've done it twice now, or three times. So it's going to get better, but it's already. A guy came out in the last place we were in Tampa. He says, Kevin, this is one of the best shows I've ever seen. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I know I wasn't knocking it out of the park. It was a good show for me. It wasn't great. Brad and Tim did phenomenal. But, you know, so what? They need to carry me. That's their reparations. Going back to this disruption. You are disruptors. You are the Jake Pauls and the Logan Pauls of politics. You're changing the way politics is done. The MAGA, they hate MAGA. They hate you. They hate this idea that people are taking charge of ourselves. We are not relying on the media to give us our talking points. We're not relying on any of the nonsense. We're seeing through the ruse. And we are not sensationalizing anything. None of us. This includes the Alex Joneses of the world. Alex Jones is not a sensationalist. He's just telling you, so quote, conspiracy, but there is no conspiracy there. We're Jake Paul and Logan Paul with substance. We're Jake Paul and Logan Paul who really have trained and know what to do and how to fight. I'm not saying these guys are bad. I admire them in many ways. I don't like the shenanigans of what they're doing, this fake marriage and all this other stuff that they're doing. And I don't like the fights that they choose. I mean, you know, if we're going to pick our battles, we know how to pick our battles. We're picking big battles. We're battling education. We're battling this crazy idea that we're supposed to take care of Ukraine. We're battling the idea that the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, is a demented clown who's got a crackhead son that's getting us into trouble. And I could go on. Those are the things we're battling. These are not little fights. We're battling these people on climate change, which is nothing more than weather. And you know what? It's costing us trillions of dollars. So when do we get in the fight? When do we push back and take over our own marketing and messaging and make sure the world knows who we really are?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Always so much to talk about. Woody Harrelson was on Saturday Night Live, and he stirred up some controversy with Big Pharma. Maybe we'll get to that in the second hour. I do want to talk about Jake Paul. I know he's the internet sensation, MMA, mixed martial arts guy, boxer, actually. And he's making millions of dollars. And let me tell you, it applies to everything we're doing here as conservatives, and we can change the dynamic of everything right now. So I'll talk about that. But right now, I do want to talk about Fetterman. Because would it surprise anyone to learn that the man is brain dead? Yeah. And I don't mean in the Biden sense of the word, but truly unable to function even at the Biden level. Well, a guy, he's a former New York City police officer. His name is John Cardillo. And he sparked controversy because he tweeted that Fetterman might be brain dead. Here's what he wrote. Being told that Fetterman is essentially brain dead and it's being hidden because keeping him in office until August 18th avoids a special election, which Republicans would most certainly win. This is being investigated. Now, I think he's factually wrong about what happens if Fetterman is brain dead, because I looked it up, and according to Pennsylvania law, the governor of Pennsylvania would appoint an interim senator who would serve until the time of a special election. But it does go to say that Cardillo could be saying, look, we can keep this guy on the shelf. We did it with Biden during his election when we cheated. Why don't we just not let this guy show up? Who cares? Now, I know the Republicans are already saying, well, if Fetterman doesn't show up to vote, suddenly the Democrats no longer have that majority. They still do, kind of, right? Is it 50-50 with the one vote? So it would be 50-50 with no one vote. So it would be 50-50, which would be a real problem for the Democrats. Because maybe the tiebreaker vote would be Kevin McCarthy. I don't know. I don't follow process that much, but I'm just saying. So I want to be clear here. Cardillo knows no more about Fetterman's health than we do. So Fetterman may be alive and well. Well, certainly not well, but he's alive. Could be. Remember, he checked himself into the hospital for depression, and subsequently, I read, this is probably, what, 3 or 4 days ago, that his wife had left, taking the kids for whatever reason. Maybe she wants to spare the little children from having to see Dad go through this, and I don't blame her for that if she did that. But we don't know. Because in the spirit of transparency, the Democrats tell us, well, nothing. But here's what we do know, and I talked about this earlier. I said, you know that a guy is depressed when he checks himself in for depression. That goes for anybody, but certainly for a Democrat, because the Democrats have nothing to be depressed about. And certainly, look at Fetterman. He wins a Senate race that he never should have won. And what did we do? We sounded the alarm bell. We said, look, first of all, he's not qualified. I can tell you all about Braddock, Pennsylvania, because in doing this show and other things, I go out and I do the research. And I can tell you, this guy was not qualified. He's not qualified to be a Cub Scout leader, much less to have been the lieutenant governor of the state of Pennsylvania, and then turn into the senator of Pennsylvania. And look, we can talk about, oh, you know, he doesn't look the part and all this other stuff. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, this dude wearing hoodies, having no ability to say, you know what, today I need to dress up and look more appropriate, etc., tells me all I needed to know about this dude. That's why I call him Sling Blade. So we warned the Democrats. This guy's not ready. Number one, he's not capable. He does not have the mental acuity to do this job. And then he has a stroke in the middle of his campaign, which really made him not ready. And what did the Democrats do? They doubled down. We want more Fetterman. So he has a stroke. He cannot speak. And you're going to convince me that Pennsylvania, well, I don't even care. So, well, he talked like this, and well, good morning, good afternoon, good night. See you. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. We're just getting started here. You know, he doesn't even know what to say. His brain is misfiring. And this is what they claimed that the voters of Pennsylvania wanted. So you have that. Then, after the stroke, he says, I'm depressed. Now, he has a wife who's younger than he is, who helped him get elected. I don't know if she's a... Let me just say this. I'm going to be delicate when I say this. For Fetterman, he's got a trophy wife. Because, again, I'm not here to pick people's, you know, pick winners and losers. But in the scheme of things, in terms of looks, Fetterman is not that high on the look scale. Just a hair above Cro-Magnon. Not a handsome man. So, he's got a good-looking wife for him. That's as good as he could do. Okay? And she appears to love him. She had babies by him. He wins an election that there's no way he should have won. No way in heck. Oh, Kevin, Dr. Oz was an interloper. He was this carpetbagger. He wasn't from there. Okay. All that may be true. I don't know whether Dr. Oz lived two blocks from being a Pennsylvanian or 2 million miles from being a Pennsylvanian. But I do know this. If you said to me, Kevin, would you rather have a guy who's got a medical degree and who seems to have some idea around logic, you know, in terms of what he... I don't know whether Dr. Oz was the most staunch conservative on the planet. I have no dog in the fight. But I will tell you this, because I want to sound a little bit like Chris Rock right now. I will tell you that I will not vote for a dude who's had a stroke over a guy who's got a doctor's degree. I will not do it. Now, I'm not talking about PhD. That's a different deal. I'm talking medical doctor. See, he has to work on fact, not fiction. He has to make determinations based on good choices. What are you eating? How much have you eaten? He's asking questions. He's probing to get to an answer. I'd rather have that than brain-dead Sling Blade. Fetterman wasn't on the job a month. The most critical period for freshman senators to adjust to life on the Hill. And he gets hospitalized because he was feeling lightheaded. Now, this was post-stroke. Post-stroke. He's feeling lightheaded. Whoa, I'm a little woozy. It is high up there, dude, 6'8". So he's feeling lightheaded. This occurred during a Senate retreat on February the 8th. Folks, a retreat. This is not high stress. A time of relaxation, a time for fellowship. And Fetterman's like, oh, I can't handle it. Ooh. He starts waving around that big old Sling Blade noggin. Now, he goes back into the hospital, checks himself in for depression. He should be celebrating life at this point, right? A retreat. He's got a fat new salary. He's got his trophy wife, his trophy kids. He can thumb his nose at all the Republicans who voted for the other guy. He beat a doctor, and he's a moron. And what happens?
I'm depressed.
You know what might have depressed him? When they told him, you know, you really didn't win. And as I'd say when, at the time when we covered this, I said, he's depressed because he's got to go to work. See, it's one thing to run a campaign like Obama. America needs hope and change. Hope and change. He gets elected. You know, it scared the living daylights out of him because now he's got to actually go do something that he's wholly unprepared to do. That's what happened to Fetterman. Can't figure out what to do. Got to go to work. Got to go please people. And as I mentioned at the time, he's not in control of what he's going to do. There are people telling him, look, we got you elected. Here's what you're going to do. Don't even think about it. You don't run your life anymore. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he joined the firm. So he was depressed. And now, I don't know whether this is true, but they said at the time, the depression and the stroke could lead to other things. Post-stroke depression, they say, is common. Yep. So the Democrats, once he had the stroke, knew, according to medical reports, the next phase could be post-stroke depression. It's very common. But they said it's highly likely that his depression was related to the scope. But that's not it, folks. That's not all of it. He could still have other complications. So here we had Democrats who knowingly put a guy in who's a wild card. They cheated him into office anyway. Now they have to deal with the potential embarrassment of conservatives being, you ready for this word? Right. We told them.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.